Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 1. Week 4. The Kingdom as the subduing of rebellion and as the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. Thursday. Related verses. Mark 9:1-4. And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some of those standing here who shall by no means taste death until they see the kingdom of God having come in power." And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and brought them up alone into a high mountain privately. And he was transfigured before them. And his garments became sparkling, exceedingly white, such as no fuller on earth could whiten them. And Elijah with Moses appeared to them, and they were conversing with Jesus. Mark 4:26-29. And he said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man cast seed on the earth, and sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and lengthens. How, he does not know. The earth bears fruit by itself, first a blade, then an ear, then full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, immediately he sends forth the sickle, because the harvest has come." Related reading. The transfiguration of the Lord Jesus was the coming of the kingdom. This proves that the kingdom is not a material realm. The kingdom is a person transfigured. We need to consider this understanding of the kingdom as the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus in the light of our experience. Just as the seed received by the soil is a seed that has not yet been transfigured, so in our experience, the Christ we received was a Christ not transfigured. The transfiguration of a seed requires the growth of that seed into a mature plant and the blossoming of that plant. In a similar way, the Lord Jesus we received needs to grow in us until he blossoms from within us. We are the soil, and the Lord Jesus is the seed of the kingdom. We all can testify strongly that we have received the Lord and that he is in us. But has the Lord been transfigured in you? If the Lord who is in you has not yet been transfigured, others will not be able to see the kingdom of God in you. Since we have not yet experienced this kind of transfiguration, we need the Lord to grow in us until he blossoms. That blossoming will be the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus in us in a practical way. Such a transfiguration is the kingdom of God. When the Lord Jesus is transfigured in us in a practical way in our daily living, the transfiguration becomes the kingdom of God, ruling everything in our life. This kingdom rules us and also gives us the full enjoyment of God. For years, I was familiar with the story of the Lord's transfiguration without realizing that this transfiguration should be something experiential and practical to us in our daily living. We all have the Lord Jesus within us, but he has not yet been transfigured in us. Hence, we need him to grow in us until, by transfiguration, he blossoms into the expression of the kingdom of God in our experience. In Mark 1:15, the Lord Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has drawn near." Then in the parable of the seed, the Lord said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man cast seed on the earth." Later, in 9:1, the Lord told his disciples that some standing there would not taste death until they saw the kingdom of God having come in power. Immediately after speaking this word concerning the kingdom, The Lord Jesus was transfigured on the mountaintop before Peter, James, and John. This is a strong indication that the kingdom of God is actually the transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. Among many genuine Christians, there is the lack of the kingdom of God today. The reason is that among these Christians, there is the lack of the transfiguration of Christ. The Christ who lives in so many believers is still a seed. He has not yet been transfigured. This may also be our situation. Yes, we have the Lord Jesus living within us, but we may not have given him the opportunity to be transfigured in us. Therefore, with us there may be only the seed of the kingdom, but not the appearing of the kingdom. On the day of the Lord's transfiguration on the mountaintop, there was the coming, the appearing of the kingdom. From this we see that in order to have the appearing of the kingdom from within us, we need to experience the Lord's being transfigured within us. Today, such a transfiguration produces the church life, which is the kingdom of God.